Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Blessings, everybody. Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I'm so glad that you are joining us once again. And we pray that God has been doing incredible work inside of your heart and just a lot of detoxing during these quarantine times. I pray that you have found yourself with encounters with Jesus during this time and that you continue to stay focused on him. I want to come to you out of the topic that has probably been in my heart for a while now that I've been wanting to release is five signs that you need healing in your life. How do I know that I need healing? How do I know that my heart has not been healed? During this quarantine time, you know, the Lord has been doing a lot in people's hearts, and it's important to detox. It's important to get rid of all the things that have prevented us from even moving forward in the things of God. So sometimes when we are in that halt kind of moment, you know, it allows us to analyze and it allows us to review and really examine ourselves to really know what's going on inside of our hearts. You know, when you get busy in life and you get just busy in the careers and ministry and doing and the busyness of life, it just doesn't allow us to really stop and reflect what's really going on in our heart. Perhaps we've seen signs and symptoms, but we've never dealt with them. So it's really key for these quarantine times to just stop and go, well, what's in my heart? Do I still need healing? So I want to come to you out of that topic. Five signs to know that you still need healing inside of your heart. And I think this would be really good indicators so that you can examine yourself and go from there. So I want to read to you Psalm chapter 147, verse 3. The word of the Lord says, he heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. That is the desire of God, for him to heal our broken heart, for him to heal all of our hurt, all of our pain, everything that we are carrying perhaps still. It's important for us to be healthy. Why is it important to be healthy? Well, faith to work, for faith to operate in our lives and for faith to function and work and be activated in our lives, it requires a healed heart. We cannot believe for God to do something, move something, restore something. We cannot believe God for these great miracles to happen if our heart is still injured and hurt. It's very hard for an individual to believe God to its fullest if our heart has not been completely healed. There's not a person listening to me or watching me that hasn't been hurt by somebody, that hasn't been rejected by somebody. There has not a person that is watching me or listening to me that has not been offended by somebody, or perhaps we've offended others. And so pain and hurt is not absent in any heart. We've all experienced it. We've all have experienced it. And we're all going to experience it again. And so just the mere fact that we've experienced it once doesn't mean that we're never going to experience it again. So, but it's really important to know, how do I know that I'm still hurt? How do I know that I haven't gotten healed? And so I'm going to give you five ways to know. These are real practical ways for you to know, oh, I still have hurt. The first one that I want to talk to you about is, how do I know that I'm hurt and I need healing? A person needs healing, number one, when you have difficulty trusting, when you have difficulty loving, when you have difficulty even just having sympathy towards others. You have a hard time trusting other people. Has it ever happened to you where you have a hard time trusting individuals because in the past people have hurt you? So now you have an issue with trust. It's hard for you to trust. It's hard for you to open up your heart again. It's hard for you to say, you know, I think I'll give this another chance. It's hard to do that. Sometimes when you have a hard time loving people. And so we can say, I love you, but our expressions of love may be different. I've said this in the past and I'll say it again. We all have different capacities of love. Some people have gallon capacities of love. Some people have cup capacities of love. Some have little tiny wee containers of love. And that all depends on how much access we've allowed God and how much healing we've actually received in our heart. You know, David was one of those guys, he loved much. He had no problem falling at the feet of Jesus and just really asking God to forgive him when he's failed God. He knew how to love. Now there's a danger sometimes, not a danger, but I guess it's a risk. When you love much, you know, you open yourself up so much that you can be exposed and at risk to being hurt again. But when you love, you love. The Bible says that he first loved us so we can love others. So we are not exempt from loving people. And so when you have a little cup capacity, this is what happens in marriages. A wife is asking the husband, or the husband's asking the wife, you know, to love, or a boyfriend and a girlfriend. You're asking them to love you. You know, love me, and you're expecting them to love you. And sometimes you're putting a demand on somebody, and you're asking them to love you at a capacity that they don't have. Sometimes we want our parents to love us at a capacity that perhaps they don't have. So the only one that truly can fill us with that love is God. The only one that truly can heal us is God. He's the one that can remove the hurt and the pain. So when you have a hard time trusting other people, you have a hard time loving other people, you have a hard time even with sympathy. I remember one situation in the past, and I had this conversation with a family member, and I remember saying, oh, you know, this happened to so-and-so. And they had no sympathy for the situation. It was like, that's what they deserve. You know, when we kind of have that attitude, what's going on in the heart is that we're hurt. We need healing when we don't have sympathy for other people. You know, the Bible speaks of loving your brother as you love yourself. We can't love others if we don't love ourselves first. So our love capacity really has to be examined. What is the capacity of love in your life? How much do you love? How much sympathy do you have for others? When others are down, do you hurt? Is their test your test? Is their trial your trial? Is their pain your pain too? That's a good indication if your heart is really healed. Trust issues, all of those things are an indication if your heart has been fully healed or is in need of healing. This is not a podcast to bring condemnation. It's a podcast to bring conviction. And it's a podcast for you to examine yourself, to realize, you know, I am in need of some healing in my life because I don't love at a God capacity, or I don't trust the way I'm supposed to trust. So when God tells us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, to put others first, to honor, you know, Jesus said, I came to serve, not to be served. That all has to do with sympathy, how you feel. The Bible says that Jesus performed so many miracles, and he went to Samaria when the disciples didn't want to walk another mile. Why did Jesus do all these things? Because he had compassion. He had a sympathy. He was full of love. He was love. He was God in the flesh. And so he had a healed character. He had a healed heart. He didn't have trust issues. He understood what the Pharisees were like. I mean, think about Jesus. He's a perfect example of a healed heart. He knows Judas is going to betray him, and yet he makes him the one in charge of the treasury. He puts him as the treasurer in charge of the money. Did you know it's factual that Judas Iscariot actually sold Jesus for like $200 in our time? That's what he sold him for, $200, a few coins. Yet Jesus didn't say, well, I'm never going to trust anybody again. Jesus fully trusted. He trusted his disciples. He spoke with clarity. He knew what the Pharisees were like, the Sadducees were like. He knew they were going to betray him. But he knew that he was in the hands of God. So he had no trust issues. The second sign that you need healing is that there's depression sometimes. Depression tends to get you. Discouragement. You tend to get discouraged easily. Discouragement overwhelms you. Anxiousness. You feel stressed out. You feel very overwhelmed. Those are signs that your heart needs healing. The Bible says, take my yoke, for it is light. The Bible speaks continuously about discouragement. Do not be discouraged. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I am with you. He says, in this world you will face many trials, but rejoice because I've overcome them. There's no need to be overwhelmed because the Bible says, take my yoke, for it is light. So when you are overwhelmed with things, anxious and stressed out and depressed, very discouraged, it's a good indication that your heart needs healing. The third sign is you react rather than respond. You react instead of responding. What's the difference, Apostle? Well, when I react, I'm really reacting emotionally. I react to a situation rather than responding with wisdom, rather than responding with enlightenment. You know, we're called to be proactive. if you think about the word proactive, okay, not reactive, the Bible speaks of us allowing God to give us the wisdom. Proverbs, he gives us the wisdom to be able to analyze every situation and respond accordingly. So somebody who reacts is somebody who lashes out in anger, somebody who blurts out things and just, and they're just mad. They react to things rather than responding with wisdom. We're called to be proactive, not reactive. What is the difference? Matter of fact, you know, one of the habits of the most successful people is they are people that are proactive, not reactive. The difference is a proactive individual finds the solution. They are part of the solution. They are not part of a problem. A reactive person is part of a problem. It's like there's another problem. But a proactive person says, yes, there is a problem, but I have the solution. So we respond in a way where it is with wisdom. It is with love. We don't respond in a way where it's going to hurt somebody else or it's going to make the problem bigger. Rather, I don't react to it. I respond. I respond how Jesus would have responded. I had a situation recently, and I told a couple of my pastors, I told my husband, I said, you know, my first reaction was to react. I was angry. I had received this text, and I was so angry. And my first thought was to react. Then I stopped. Thank God it came in after my prayer time. I went to my husband and I said, this happened. And he said, you need to respond. He didn't say you need to react. He said, you need to respond. And I thought about it. I prayed about it. And then I responded. And I showed it to my husband. I showed it to a couple of my pastors. With the counsel of many, your plans succeed, Proverbs says. And when I responded, it was in love, but it was with clarity. When we respond with love. The third way to know that you are a need of healing is that you react rather than respond. The fourth way to know is, do I need healing? Is your emotions are being held in instead of letting them go. Do I hold in my emotions or do I let them go? Am I the kind of person that doesn't want to express how I feel? You know, sometimes women do this. Women will say, when somebody asks, are you okay? And we say, we're fine. Is anything wrong? No. How are you doing? I'm fine. But really, technically, we're not fine. Something's hurting us. And there's nothing wrong with being honest and saying, you know, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I know something's going on. See, when you hold in your emotions, that is not a godly way of handling anything. That's a good indication that there's something wrong because you don't want to express what's really going on at the heart. Of course, with the right people. Of course, with godly counsel. Of course, in the presence of God. Of course, before your Father. You know, it's important for us to not hold anything in. God never designed us to hold anything in. He always created us in such a way where there's always an exit, an excerpt. In other words, you breathe in and you breathe out. You inhale, you exhale. You know, we eat and we exert what the waste. Why am I saying this? Because God never designed you and I to hold anything in. God never designed for you and I to hold hurt in, hold rejection in. God never designed you and I to hold an offense in. God never designed us in such a way where we're holding stuff in. When we hold stuff in, what we're doing is we're actually creating more and more pain for ourselves. And the only one we're hurting is ourselves. So how do I get free, Apostle? I'm going to give you the steps. The steps to get free is, number one, you must be aware that you need healing. You cannot heal from something that you have not been aware. That a lot of people can be in self-deception and say, oh, I'm fine. I got over it. I already forgave. Many of you that are listening to me in this quarantine, I feel that some of you still have unforgiveness. I feel that some of you still have offense. I feel that some of you still have a bitter, resentful kind of attitude that needs to be let go in this quarantine before you step out so that you're ready and you're prepared to face anything after this quarantine. How do I get free? Number one, be aware. You have to be aware. If you're not aware, you will never be free. You can never be healed of something that you're not aware of. You must recognize, I need healing. You must take responsibility and say, I'm not well. I need to get healed. The second step is you got to confront it. You cannot conquer something you do not confront. You must confront it. Confront it. Confront what it is that's hurting you. Confront it before the presence of God. Confront it. God, I'm not okay. Because in this year, this is what happened to me, and I'm not okay. I'm still reacting to it. I'm still reacting in anger. I'm still reacting in resentment. I'm still reacting in rejection. I have self-rejection, God, or I have self-pity. You must confront it. You've got to confront it. What you don't confront will master you. What you don't confront will rule you. What you don't confront will begin to govern you and take authority over you. God never called us to live like that. He called us to live with authority, to take authority over those things. So you've got to confront it. Number three, you've got to deal with it. Well, how do I deal with it? Well, I've got to get help. We've got a prayer line, and we've got awesome pastors that are more than happy to call, you know, answer your call, pray with you so that you can deal with it. How do you deal with it? Well, if I have to get delivered, then I must seek deliverance. If I need counseling to talk about this, then I need to seek godly counsel. Somebody that's going to walk me through this healing process so that I'm well on my way to getting healed. But you've got to deal with it. A wound that has not been dealt with is going to breed infection. There's a lot of people that are listening to me and you're not dealing with it. You're ignoring it. You cannot ignore a wound. You cannot ignore a hurt. You cannot ignore an offense. Sometimes it's just going before the presence of God and laying it at his feet and saying, God, this hurt me. And then God will heal us. But sometimes it requires a little deeper than that. Sometimes those roots are so deep and so embedded in our life that it requires us to walk it through, for us to deal with it in a different kind of way. We might need, you know, to seek counsel with a pastor at our church. We might need to seek that counseling, but deal with it. Do not ignore it. And fourth, you need clarity. I need clarity. I need to go, where did this come from? Why am I like this? When did it start? How did this happen? You need clarity. You need clarity as to where the self-esteem is coming from. Where is that low self-esteem coming from? You need clarity as to, you know, where did this wound take root? You need clarity. God, I'm having a hard time forgiving. Why, God? Maybe you're replaying things in your mind. You're replaying it in your mind. Well, you're going to need some clarity on that. Why? We need to stop the cycle. We need to deal with it and start, you know, going into this place of healing. So you've got to deal with it. You know, a lot of people do self-protection. When people are in self-protection mode, they're protecting themselves. And so sometimes when you see that, that's a good indication too that you need healing. You start to protect yourself. So to protect yourself, you don't get close to other people. You know, they can only go so far in your life. You only let them in to a certain place in your life. So it's self-protection. Sometimes it shows up in bad habits. You know how you know you need healing? Because you have really bad habits that you cannot break. There's some bad habits. And so now you start to self-destruct. You know, you could have mood swings, emotional ups and downs, all those things that are self-destructive, you know, from eating habits, all kinds of self-destructive bad habits that you just can't break. That is a good indication that you need healing. Listen, everybody needs healing at some point, so don't feel bad. This is a podcast for me to expose it so that in this quarantine, you go before the presence of God, that we begin to deal with it and we get you on the road to healing. I'm going to pray for you that God begin to just do a work for all those that are watching that need to forgive, that need healing, that need to deal with something that maybe they've not dealt with or been ignoring it or just been protecting it. Don't protect a wound. Do not protect it. You've got to clean it. You've got to get it out. You got to get it out. I remember when I was a young girl, I had a wound and it was like up under my arm. And I didn't want to go to the doctor because it hurt so bad. And I knew he had to open that wound. And I remember my dad took me and I screamed a fit. He said, would you rather carry that pain? And I literally said, yes, so that I don't get that wound taken out. But can I tell you something? The minute the doctor opened up that wound, there was such a release. And it felt so good to get all that out because it was infected. It's some of you that are listening to me, some of you that are watching me, you are self-protecting that wound. Stop it. It's time to get healed. God wants to heal you. I'm going to pray for you. Father, I lift up every viewer that is watching us. And I pray, Father, those that are listening, I pray that they are on the road to healing now. I pray that during this quarantine, God, I pray it will no longer be a band-aid. It will no longer be something they cover up. But I pray that you would go down to the depths of those roots of where, that they examine it, that they deal with it, that they confront it, that they're aware of it, God. And I pray, God, that we may be a healed people so that we can believe you for bigger things. That we may be a healed people so that we can walk with sympathy and we can walk with compassion to love others and that we can walk in the fullness of who you created us to be. So, Father, I lift up every person declaring, God, that they're on the journey of healing, that you begin to heal their hearts there. Father, I am asking you in the precious name of Jesus. I thank you for healing their hearts, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, you can call our prayer line. We're always available for you. We do have a certain slot of time when we have those prayer lines open. So make sure that you call and we'll definitely help you in your walk with God. I love you guys. I miss everybody. I know that we're going to be able to see each other soon. So we'll see you guys until next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.